many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Matthew 21, the verses 28 to 32. Matthew chapter 21, verse 28 to 32. What do you think? There was a man who had two sons. He went to the first and said, "Son, go and work today in the vineyard." "I will not," he answered, but later changed his mind and went. Then the father went to the other son and said the same thing. He answered, "I will, sir," but he did not go. Which of the two did what his father wanted? "The first," they answered. Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John came to you to show you the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him, but the tax collectors and prostitutes did. And even after you saw this, you did not repent and believe in him." My theme for reflection is actions speak louder. Actions speak louder. What do you think? Our Lord Jesus Christ begins his parable with a question that challenges us to reflect deeply on the complexities of human behavior. Imagine two sons, one who eagerly agrees to do what is asked of him, but ultimately does nothing, and the other who initially refuses but later fulfills his duty. We all know people, perhaps even ourselves, who are quick to make promises yet fail to follow through. In our world today, many people struggle with consistency, responsibility, and integrity. We often encounter those who agree to do something, perhaps out of a desire to please or avoid conflict, only to neglect their commitment when the time comes. This tendency to say yes when we mean no creates a cycle of disappointment, unfulfilled promises, and worsened situations. This same inconsistency can be seen in our spiritual lives. Many people are quick to declare their commitment to Christ, enthusiastically pledging their loyalty to Christian communities or ministries. Yet when challenges arise, or when following through requires more than they anticipated, some falter. We may find ourselves doing the very opposite of what we promised, straying from the path we once vowed to follow. Jesus Christ addressed this kind of superficial commitment in the parable of the two sons. One son initially refused to work in the vineyard, but later changed his mind and fulfilled his duty. The other son eagerly agreed to work, but never followed through. Jesus used this story to challenge the religious leaders of his time, comparing them to those who outwardly profess faith but fail to live it out, while others who may have been hesitant at first end up faithfully serving God's kingdom. This parable invites us to reflect on our own Christian journey. Have we remained true to the promises we made to God? Or have we drifted away, letting our commitments slip? Are we merely going through the motions, making empty promises, or are we genuinely living out our faith, even if our start was rocky? The ones who initially resist but eventually embrace their calling often become the pillars of the church, using their gifts to build God's kingdom in powerful ways. Their deliberate and intentional actions reflect a deep, enduring faith that leads to the crown of life. My dear friends, Jesus' message is clear. It is not about who makes the boldest declaration of faith, but who follows through even when it is difficult. Those who persevere despite initial reluctance will find themselves bearing fruit for the kingdom and securing the eternal crown of glory. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, have I kept the promise I made to God, or have I allowed my initial enthusiasm to fade when faced with challenges? Number two, how can I ensure that my actions align with my professed faith, turning my commitment into tangible service for God's kingdom? Heavenly Father, help us to be people of integrity who honor our commitments to you. Strengthen our resolve to live out our faith, not just in words but in action. When we falter, grant us the grace to return to you with renewed dedication. May our lives reflect your love and truth, and may we be faithful servants in your vineyard, bearing fruit that lasts. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.